Yo, it's Basmati Binky. You know what time it is, man. Mr. Choose Up or Get Booze Up, and you know what time it is, man. We're checking in the Six Views on Cut, Jack.
Say it out there.
Six Views on Cut.
That's when we started, you know? And we're just like, it's the African man, I'm actually the good at slay, man. You know, like, you know, but we just kind of took it and like revolution, you know, modernized it and made it a bit more sick, you know? Mm. We added a say that then on it, and then,
Astro tuning in to Six Views Uncut. Let's go.
Hey. Huh? Six Views Uncut are stupid as chroma.
You already know, it's your girl Killa T, and you're tuned in to Six Views Uncut.
Six Views Uncut.
Let's go. Like, it's like, yo. Like, Jane, bottom of the bag, the crumbs, man. I'm so disappointed. I'm so bad. Because she was like sexy, kind of, you know? I was like, whoa.
No bra top, CEO.
Like the monster mash, but the.
The vaccine dance. We're not ready?
We're born ready. Hey. I was already on weed and spaghetti.
Can you like 3, 2, 1 cue us in?
Oh. It's recording.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Shit. You're lying, right?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, fuck.
Let's go.
Say that then. Let's do it.
Yo, Six Views Uncut, episode 58.
Six Views Uncut.
Say that then. Hey, look who I got here.
Woo, you know what it is, man. It's Nadi Basmati.
Hey, hold on. Let's get into the songs of the week, man. Yo, Friday, DJ Ronda.
Hey, wait.
Hey. Yo, no joke. You're coming with it with this one. No homo. Let's go. Six Views.
First coming.
Let's go.
I ain't a chicken, but I'm in a coop. There go the roof. My niggas shoot. None of them hoop. Line. Shout out my troops. Niggas the gang. I ain't a suit. Pop a perk and give me a boost. These niggas goofs. They need to recruit. Low key, but I'm still in the loop.
Let's go.
Ain't with a lot of shit.
But he's still in the loop.
Expect that we gon' pump it. For the fuck niggas, we keep in the fan. No one on one, that shit ain't no fun. Like double dutch, they gon' jump in.
Yeah, this is not no joke. No joke. Who's this? This really no joke?
Say that then. Taking it back for you. Fingers here right now.
No, it is, man.
Big up, young.
Say that.
Motherfucking Tony.
Let's go. It ain't what you make,
it's what you save. Bingo was in this video.
That's Six Views on Cut Radio, baby. Let's go.
That's six shoes. Let's go.
You can't refuse. Don't blow a fuse.
Make them hate. Woo. Yeah, show that cake. We hustle. Rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up top.
Let's
with
go.
A pocket full of
what rock. Else?
A cookie and a beer.
Oh.
I'm waiting on a call. Cause me and being broke won't ever go together like pussy and a queer.
Time
on,
man.
Pure uncut. Fuck who makes that
chop
as long as it's us.
I'm
like, no, that crack costs money.
Yes.
So much my girlfriend's like, react.
Too real, too real.
Girls like counting no G-stacks. Yeah. Fuck the law, bend
so,
rules like kneecaps. $3,000 for my fiends fresh out of rehab. That's how the game goes. Stack rainbows. Got coins, I take those. I don't mind change low.
Hey, every penny counts.
Let's go. Shout out all the fat niggas out there.
Let's go.
Killer.
That's Club Six Choose, baby. Ladies, show your ad, get it free.
Hey,
no guns, just once, fellas. The real nigga party. Toronto, where you at?
Oh my god. Pilla.
Yo.
Pilla.
Yo. That nigga's crafty.
Facts.
Very crafty.
Oh, facts. We're going to get into that, man. It's your boy, Gutsy Guts. Six Views Uncut, episode 58. Like I said, man, here with the boy, Basmati Binga.
Six Views Uncut.
Friday in the house. Yo, you love to big up? Doghouse
with the big
up. New Doghouse.
Say that.
Say that, Six Views Uncut. Yo, man. It's good. I haven't done an episode with you in a very long time.
I'm mad because I came roadless, but but guess what, guys? Hope is for the hopeless.
Facts.
And if you didn't know, now you know this.
Yo,
put your hoe on notice.
Fam,
say that then.
Listen, for the viewing and listening audience, yo, you can't make me laugh for the whole episode, okay? Please.
Yo, I'm gonna try my best. I fucked up, right? Nigga, last
try time. To be unfunny.
Yeah,
like, but really quick, I have to big you up, fam. I really appreciated you and Gucci for holding it down while I stepped away from this shit, fam. Respect, like, respect. Yo, you guys, honestly, you put the fucking show on a different level because I'm coming here and uncut, and I'm like, I don't even know what to ask, bro. Like, that has become my favorite freaking segment, even when before I was doing it. So, like, yo, honestly, appreciate the hell out of you for that, man.
Respect, G. Shout out Gucci. Gucci, wherever you at, Jack?
Gang.
Gang, yeah. Make sure you go subscribe to Gucci's page, his YouTube page, Clear Star Studios, keeping up with all the latest news, vlogs, and all kinds of crazy shit. Make sure you tap in. As well as the We Love Hip Hop podcast, episode 233.
Share that then.
Out now. Flash Miller, super dope friggin' interview, man. Yo,
shout out Flash.
Shout out Flash, man. Shout out PK, Empress. Also, shout out the Truth Be Told podcast. The episode with us will be dropping very, very, very soon. That, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man. I can't think. Who else do I got to shout out, bro? Oh, shout out my brethren, Cash. He had a birthday, you know what I'm saying? Cancer Gang, you know what I'm saying? Big Man Ting, and freak, I can't think of anybody else. You got any shout outs?
Yo, honestly, fuck you guys, straight up.
Hey,
you guys,
thank
you. Saying the whole set. Bless. Yo, honestly, like, you know what I mean? It's fun, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this should be actually fun. And I mean, respect for having me come true. You guys could have chose anybody else in the world, but you don't know, man.
You had to choose up.
Hey,
choose up with the real up.
Hey, that's how choose up or get bruised up.
Hey, that's how it goes.
You know what I mean?
Really quick, I seen the Emmy Fitness.
Ah, okay.
What's going on with that?
So we're doing a thing with Blamo, call it the Gangster Pump. We've been doing
Gangster
this
Pump
since like 2012, but now that social media is kind of big, so we just we're going hood to hood randomly, just making niggas come true and work out. Just
okay.
One of those, you know. But we're starting MA first, we branch out here and there. You know what I mean? So yeah, we do a little MMA Fitness. Shout out Blamo, you don't know, man.
So you gotta hit up some other rappers.
How could I not?
Yeah, we hit up the rappers.
How many bench presses? How many pull-ups do they have to be able to do to get inside the?
Yo, it's for anybody. Anybody who wants to come through. Anybody and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Say that. Then.
Yeah.
And last thing, how do you feel when you seen that Drake posted with Brent Faiyaz?
Oh,
and the shit said, say that.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know, man.
Fam, I know you felt like, nigga, you're watching the podcast, B. You're watching. I don't want to hear it. You're watching the fucking podcast.
Yo, I took it in still, you know. I was like, yo, it's all love. Like, I rate it still, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Honestly, like, there was some negative feedback from people, right? Some people were saying, yo, the man's jacking your shit, whatever. But I'm like, so they say, oh, he's jacking your thing. Yo, ask for the change. Ask for a bag or something. I'm like, honestly, it's all love that's out there. For one and four, you know what I mean? First
Facts.
And foremost. And fuck, you niggas been saying this shit too. So where's my bag from you guys? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why can you guys ain't pay me for the line? You know what I'm saying?
Say that, so,
you know what I mean? But yo, it's all love. Like, it's cool to see that still. You don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Friday, really quick. Do we have any episodes that was called Say That Then?
I think we do. I think maybe just a couple of weeks ago.
I think.
This might be Say That Then 2.0.
But you spelled it wrong that time still.
Like, did
you did like the Canadian polite. You did like the Canadian grammar
say
version.
Say that then.
It was like, say that. And it was
then. Say that then, kind
then.
Sir.
Not even that. Or like, was it than? Say that to than. You know what I'm saying? Say that to than.
I was like, holy Drake got it right. Well, like, Friday, fuck. Shit. Like, it's okay, though. It's all good, though.
At least the boy got it right?
Hey,
yeah.
No, that's right. You're right. It was because Drake said it, and then we started saying it the whole episode. Yeah.
Say that then.
Oh, where did he get that?
He got it from Binga. I know that it was out there from like.
Are we confirming that?
Bizloke.
Yeah.
But Binga was the one when I stopped doing the show and you guys did, I believe it was like the first episode. And I seen that and the man can say that then. And I just like, yo, why is he saying that? But they like, it just became funny, fam. Yo, he's like, say that then. Like, somebody would say something crazy. I say that then.
Yo,
like,
I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you guys the origin of Say That Then.
Let's go.
So, yo, we've been doing this since, 2009, right? Martin.
Before?
You know what I'm saying?
2005?
No. Oh, 07 actually, or 08. That's when we started it, you know? And we're just like, it's the African man, I'm actually in the building still, you know what I mean? Because they said that, man, like, you know? But we just kind of took it and like revolution, you know, modernized it and made it a bit more sick, you know? Okay. We added a say that then on it. And then...
you guys gave it the Caribbean.
Yeah. And then you saw how busy and those guys got it. It's like, because... We're doing this time at the same time, right? Oh, so I'm on the range like, yo, sit, playing, what's that, Ludi or whatever?
Yeah, rolling
that.
Say that, man.
And then he's like, they're like, yo, what the fuck is that? Like, we mean say that. Then. Like, they're confused, like, we mean say what? Like, I'm like, say that, that then. And then Busy just like, yo, I'm feeling that, say that, then. Like, you know, and then it just kind of like, it went through the system and then, you know, like, came out on the road and all over, but then, yeah, here now, right?
Like most fucking Toronto terms.
Drake, pretty if much. You're watching, you know, confirm it with us. Did you get it from Bingo or was it from somewhere else? Just comment below, you know.
No, don't worry. We'll talk about it in the interview.
Yeah. We'll wait till the interview.
Say that.
Hey, Friday, shout outs.
Salute to everybody in the city. Salute to PK Herc. Everybody on the team, Empress, Raheel. Salute to also Truth Be Told, you know what I'm saying? Very dope episode that we did with them. Anything else? Yeah, my fam back in Montreal. Anything else? I'm good.
And really quick, shout out the Raptors. First time ever drafting a Toronto-born player.
Yeah,
that's like big. I want to give a round of applause to Delano Banton.
Hey, like,
big. Yo, the man. Excuse me. Like, yo, he was even in the city last night. Hold on, can you? Well.
Hold on, I'm late. Sound of a lot late.
I just live in the city, so.
Super late.
So I'm gonna run this for Bingo. Oh man, it's not there. But yeah, he was just in the city last night and everything, man. They're bringing him up, Mount Olive native too. Like, it's just good to see that, man. Like, really and truly, like, I seen the Raptors drafted homie fourth and I was just like, man, that's a whack pick. But then to draft homie from Toronto, I think they needed that, bro. And I think they're just going to bring, I think that they're trying to bring a presence to the city where it's just like, all right, when we do come back to Toronto,
yeah,
like people are going to want to come back and see their Toronto born players getting a possible chance at playing. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
That's a really, really good look for Toronto. I'm liking that, bro.
You're right still.
Yeah, and apparently he has like a super like serious backstory too. So it's good to see people come from struggle too, man.
Forward for an interview. You know, we already had the Mount Olive guys. Like, we have all the Mount Olive guys came out here, did the dope freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Come facts. True, man. And yeah, man, people, stop stealing people's content. But let's get into this news. All right? Pillar B, we play this Toxic song. And I know you guys spoke about that earlier this week. I didn't get to be there this week for We Love Hip Hop. But Pillar B had a situation. I don't know if you've seen that, Bingo, with the gal them bleaching up him clothes.
I don't even know who didn't see that. That's crazy still.
That was wild.
Yeah.
And then Pillar B dropped the response to Toxic track. Now, at the time of recording this, things have totally changed that when I was putting this out there. Because when I put this out there, nobody was posting his response, fam. So shout out to all the platforms that actually started posting. I guess, you know, they had their time of what they want to post or whatever, but I like the fact that they posted the response, because I felt like if it was other artists, they wouldn't even have posted this. They would have posted it, but they're like, yo, Shorty's crazy. Yeah, like, she's wild.
I thought you're going to say that she went back to him or something, because that's usually, that usually happens too.
That's like, next.
They come with
all
that.
Yeah, that's next. That's next. You'll see them in the picture together.
Oh, no.
But Friday's running the tune really quick again. Toxic. Heard I'm coaching and they trying to call me Coach P. How you talking shit and your homie TC?
Brody crossed the border. He Whoa. Who that for?
It looks like Larry Kane just started fucking nasty. Bum niggas try to start some. I'm broke, baby. Only got this 500. Try to be.
Yeah, man.
Somebody was saying that he should have did a. He should have did a video though.
Nah.
They're saying like, nah, the fact that he did a video, I'm not going to put you out there. But they're like, nah, 5 years, bro, because he didn't do a video. He just had the audio. And I was just like, nah, man. Honestly, I feel like I'm going to be real with you. If this was anyone, and it's not to diss those guys, if this was anybody from the Jane, I felt like the narrative would be super different. it would have been like, yo, the gal them are messed up, and yeah. It'd be more like, yo, the man, I'm gonna watch the gal them are crazy. But because I don't know why, but for some strange reason, because of Pillow and Pillow's associates, it's like anytime they get into something negative, Toronto just, their back out. Look, Pillow being caught up. Everyone posted that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, God damn, bro.
I know. That was
rough.
So what do you guys think about the response?
Yo, it's crafty still. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's crafty. He took like a bad situation and like kind of spun it, like, and flipped it for more of like a positive. You know what I'm saying? I like how he approached it still. You know what I mean? Because some people, they get in that situation, bro, they just disappear. They're like, oh fuck, they disappear. That tail tuck between their legs, and they think that's it. But he came back the right way. You know what I'm saying? He came back the right way.
What did you think of Friday?
I think that he did enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember even when we were, well, I don't know, when we were talking about on the episode, PK Herc was like, yo, what is he going to do, make a diss track? And I was like, yeah, what the fuck? Why even give this chick that much fucking attention? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just rewarding her for her bad behavior. But he gave her a tune. She don't need no video. Don't even listen to the ops or whatever. No disrespect to the ops or whatever, or his ops. But don't make no fucking video. She's not worth all of that, fam. Over a chick, it's not like the most serious situation in the world.
Yeah, but you can look at it as a marketing aspect too, right? You can flip it and do a song because the attention's on you.
Yeah.
Right. So you do a music video. Who knows? That music video might blow up. You might be creative with the music video, taking her shit from the video and shit like and be able to flip it.
Exactly.
So some people are looking at it like you kind of dropped the ball in that aspect. And maybe a video's coming. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's not even to not Pillow. I like the fact that he came out with the tune.
Yeah.
Just in general. I like the fact that he, like, I think you have to kind of come out with a song though, fam.
Yeah.
You have to kind of do, that looked bad, fam.
I think.
no offense. Yeah, sorry.
That was bad still. That's fucked up still. But like, I think like, me personally, I prefer videos over just like an audio if anything. But like, it's simple. Just come with like the big money phone type thing to your ear, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, only 500, baby. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You, there's ways you can just show it. Like, you know, it's like, you know, people are still going to talk shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm surprised there's no app version already. Like, I thought I was going to hear on the band when it's Matty Jazz, like one of those, like, you know? I thought I was going to hear the Doors type of, you know what I mean? But, okay. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we can agree to disagree on that. I just feel like she, like, a crazy girl getting all that attention for just doing some crazy shit. It's like, it's one thing when you're getting at your ops because, like, you fucking hate your ops guts and they're doing, you know, they might have taken out one of your loved ones or whatever, whatever. But, like, some rude chick who just has her feelings hurt, like, fam, you know what? Move on, bitch.
But that's when the best music comes out, fam.
That is also true.
The best music comes out is go through a breakup, a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask Drake.
You know what I'm saying? It's deep though. Like, it's because like you start Ask thinking Usher. Right away too. You're right. Like your creative
juices. Your creative juices. Pause. But you know what I'm saying? The man will be like, yo, fam, come out with some crazy fucking shit, bro.
You're right.
But yeah, that shit was wild, fam. I was watching that video and I'm like, I'm a man, I don't have drip, fam. So if that girl did that to me, I'm dropping the video.
And yo, honestly,
I'm getting one of my sisters or somebody to fight her, fam.
Enough to do that.
I don't have drip, fam. You're taking all my drip, fam? Yo. A man like me, I'm getting vexed. Yeah. I don't care what no nigga says. I'm not balling like y'all niggas is buying Versace, Louis, all this kind of crazy shit. I don't go in them stores, eh? Walmart up, fam. So, well, shout out to TJ Lass Clothing, you know what I'm saying? Support the boy. But clothes from Walmart. The shots, them from Walmart, fam. Don't do that, fam.
I got this shirt from Canada. Came with a passport and a SIN number.
Hey, say that.
Pack of bacon, yo.
You're right? Like,
maple syrup.
Yup.
But yeah, really quick, it's a little breaking news. I don't have this on here, but I'm not really gonna forward on this. But hold your head to Young Blitz. It's not even really breaking because he put it on his page. But hold your head. I know about the situation. I won't speak on it. But like, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he'll be up by next week because I know it's a long weekend and shit. And that just sucks. You know what I'm saying? But hold your head, Young Blitz. And listen, I am not saying, I shouldn't even bring this up, but I'm not saying that DJ Snoopy snitched him out or anything like that. But in general, people, you have to watch your words, eh? Because last week, Snoopy said some really fucked up shit. And then for this to happen, I know people, but Snoopy is not involved in this in any way. But sometimes you have to watch your words and what you say to people sometimes, man, because yo, that shit's wild.
Yeah, it's too real still.
Yeah,
it gets crazy, yo.
Yeah, so hold your head, Young Blitz, and everybody else. I know there's a few others, but I won't speak on that. But yeah, everybody else, just kind of hold your head through your situations. That's really crazy. I'm as a podcaster and like this journalist guy. Like, I know a few people that are arrested right now, and like I could talk about it, but yeah, I won't even be mixy and do that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
there's always like that thin line, like, you know what I mean?
But it's like if. And it's no diss to like shout out the Hood Six, Keep Six Solid, or any of them. Like, they can post it, and I feel like it won't be a backlash.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like for some strange reason, if I do it, and I don't know, it's just like yo Gutsy, you know, I don't know why we get held to just a bigger.
Those guys, I haven't seen what those guys' faces look like at all. Man. I just see pictures of like whatever, like content stuff. But like, guys' faces public, like, you know what I'm saying? You guys are out there like.
So does that make that okay? So because, but we're still bloggers. Mm-hmm. We're just podcasts as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a platform that does multiple things.
Right.
The main thing is podcasting. And one of the things to talk about is the news, a situation. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, why? I feel like if I report certain things, people would get at me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if Hood Six does it, Keep Six Solid, Six Buzz does it. Mm-hmm. Six Buzz doesn't really report like that anymore. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't know. That's weird as fuck to me.
I mean, these are probably like some Persian guys who live in Thornhill just talking on the camera. I'm just saying, like, because they don't sound like the man. I'm like,
you know? Really? Nah, because I have Dark House in the back. You obviously pay attention to like social media and share, no?
For the most part, yeah, for the most part.
So do you, how does your aspect of it, like if I told you right now, like, yo, so-and-so is in jail right now, and then Hood Six does it, is there like a different, I don't know, what's the word I'm trying to find, Friday? Like, is there a different level of...
Standard.
Like, yeah, is there a different standard? Like, are we supposed to be higher than them guys and not reporting certain shit or no?
Not in a sense, yo. We still have the right to say what we want to say, man. So
say that, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's what it is for the most part. You know, you can say whatever you want to say, but end of the day, it's actions, bro.
Mm.
But it's
sticky.
It's sticky. You can't do what you want to do at sometimes. You
know? I hear
it is
you.
What it is,
bro. Fam, there's been a lot of news over the last year that I could have broke before a lot of pages, and I was just like, I've given news to pages like, yo, here, hold this, fam. I don't want to post it. And I could be the first and be getting all that clout and get all the bad attention, good attention. But it's just like, me too, just me growing up having a certain code and living by a certain standard. I'm not going to do it unless it's already out there,
exactly,
kind of thing, right?
Freedom, there's a freedom of speech, but there's still consequences that you got to deal with whatever you got to say. So we can say whatever fuck we want.
Facts.
Right? If somebody chooses to catch feelings for it, then you know they also have the right to do that too.
Mm-hmm. What did they say about that? That the tongue is a sword or something like that? Something like that. So you know.
Yeah, we can't get mad at somebody catching feelings, especially if we're talking about them personally. But it, you know, they can't get mad at us, like the people who we ain't talking about. Like, let's say the people from the outside. Don't get mad at us for reporting the news. Mm-hmm. If you're the person we're reporting and maybe you're not, you don't like the way we reported it, then maybe that's another story. But like the people from the outside, shut the fuck up.
Facts, facts, facts. And yeah, well, before we get into this news story, I was high and I was mash up.
Yep.
Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, follow, do all that YouTube stuff. We totally forgot about all that in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you subscribe, become a member. Also too, follow me on Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch and become a subscriber. I need your subscribers. I need your all support. Blood clot. Tech time, youth. I need your support, all right, guys? Jesus Christ. Now, on to the new music. So we obviously played Toxic by Pillet B. Friday, if you can pull up the no joke that we were running, because yo, the man said that wasn't no joke.
No, Jigsaw in there. No joke. That song is no joke.
Yo, that one right there. Banger all over it.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out Gucci that showed me the dance. How you go? Hey.
Six views uncut.
Let's go. Let's go. I ain't a chicken, but I'm in a coop. They go to roof. My niggas shoot. None of them hoop. Front line. Shout out my troops. It's a gang. I need a suit.
Yeah, you can do that.
They need a recruit. No key, but I'm still the loop.
Monster mash. You go monster mash to that.
Woo!
Monster mash.
Yo, that's dope, man. I'm feeling that. That gives me a different no joke sauce because I know he's more like barred up and he that. He gives you them bars and them lyrics. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he just gives you a different kind of sauce.
Yeah,
here,
the
fam.
Man actually came a little, you know, swaggy with it. Like yeah. The bounce, you know?
The video's nice, you know what I'm saying?
I'm actually in a no joke fucking video, actually.
Listen, okay. Okay, before you continue on this no joke jigsaw talks right here, Binga, can we establish that you've been in every or like maybe 80 to 90% of all the rappers' music videos?
Because
out here?
We spoke about so, you guys spoke so. About that on the live, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're the TK Kirkland of Toronto.
Fuck.
Oh no, the OVV. Original Video Vixen.
Original Video Vixen.
Yeah, you're sick when you do that.
OVV.
I'm an OVV.
Can you call like mixing, like more, you know, make it more masculine?
Okay, so
I'm mixing.
So OVM. Original Video Mixing.
A maxing.
A maxing.
A maxing. Hey. One of those, like.
What was your first music video that you did?
Shit. My first music video, fam, was Teddy Franchise, Stay Skiing.
Wow.
What the fuck? Yeah. Teddy Franchise? What the fuck is that?
I had he's a Martin rapper. You know, he's sick, though, man. Okay. I had a long pressed perm hair. Like, my hair was long. I don't know where it went now, but you know what I'm saying? It used to be down to, like, here still. Not gonna people know, you know what I'm saying? It was like down to the nips. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we do the twirl of doing the pooty tang with you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Yeah, some ninja shot.
Salate on the running time.
Hey, say that then.
That you know sorry, really quick. That movie needs to get remade. Sorry. Bring back pooty tag. But yeah, and so how many videos? 100? Over 100?
Something like that still, from what I remember. If I really go in the catalog, it's, something like for almost, bro. Even like I was in someone and some guys were saying, yo, like this guy, like every video, like the DJ Canada fucking.
You're a video whore,
fam, they just,
live horror video
you know,
horror
they
right here.
Just, you know, this respect goes a lot, man.
We the best. Bingo, yo, forward for the video.
Yeah, we gotta need get you in the video. Yo, we need you in the video.
I'm not gonna lie.
Bring
just
the
like
chain.
Friday said, side back.
Yeah.
Fam, I remember seeing that video and like, no, I paused it and I messaged my bro. I'm like, yo, I sent it to my bro. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker's got a back page chain. Like, this is a... This is some different fucking shit, fam. Like, this world's ending, eh? Like, the world is ending just now, fam. This nigga got a back page fucking chain on in a music video, bro. And he's not hiding his face. I'm like, the world's gonna end just now, fam. Like, and then COVID happened. So you see, like, you know what I'm saying?
See by the blast. Shout out the blast.
But yeah, shout out Binga in the music videos. That's gonna be one thing, a segment that we're gonna do. We're gonna break down. Bingo's gonna review his own music videos.
Classics.
I have lot. Yeah, trust. You're gonna see the transformation, bro.
Like, oh my god!
Like the metamorphosis. Like what do you call it? Metamorphosis. Like
holy fuck! Like, but yeah, shout out No Joke Jigsaw. This tune here, Coop. Also, too, he's got a challenge. Yeah. So anybody that's want to jump on the remix to this, the best one will get the verse. You got like an open verse thing right now. So you want to jump on that?
Yeah,
Freddy, you want to run the instrumental and run a team? Let's freestyle over this right now.
Over this beat?
6 Views Uncut, yeah. Go to his page or whatever. He might have it on his YouTube page, actually.
Yeah? Let's take a look here. No jokes.
And while you run that, can you pull up the first artist that I have there? Please, thank you.
The first artist that you have
on the list there.
Dovey. Let's see, Coop video.
And there should be a remix contest shit on there.
Oh, I see it. Let's run the beat. You ready?
Hey,
shout out to Delano Banton.
It's crazy.
Where is it?
No, no. Delano Banton is the
Raptor
player.
Oh, my bad.
Player.
My bad. Bubba.
Boo. Let's go. I ain't a chicken, but I'm in a coop. They go to roof. My niggas shoot. None of them hoop. Line. Shout out my troops. He just a gang. Now he in a suit. I'm a perk. Give me your boots. They need to be grouped.
Lord of mercy.
Hey, hey, hey. This gutsy. Nigga gutsy. You niggas trust me.
Okay.
I'm getting gutsy. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't gutsy. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. I might lose it.
Hey.
Got guns.
Psycho.
But they shoot us like okay. cameras and shit.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, the beef fucked up, but I'm gonna try to catch it back.
Back.
Let me hit it up to a bingo.
Ooh, ooh.
Cause he might go slap it back.
Hey, hey, no joke. This hey. Beat, no joke.
Hey.
Your girl, slow poke.
Oh.
Like a slow stroke.
Hey.
And my fish scale so Pisces.
Jeez.
I could sell rice to a Chinese.
I ain't a chicken, but I'm a holla.
It's going down. Holy.
There you go. There you go. No joke.
No joke. Come on, right now. Me and Bingo. I know my first one was Basalti, but you know, Bingo backed me up. You know what I'm saying? I knew Bingo would back me up. You know what I'm saying? Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy right here. You know what I'm saying? The Hardy boys in this.
One time bombing.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, B. My bad, my bad. But yeah, man, shout out No Joke Jigsaw, bro. Yo, this show is fucking dope.
So that's the official remix right there.
I guess that's the uncut remix right there. No joke. You're gonna tap that into your freaking page and get the people to vote for this one.
They link it.
But next artist we got here that dropped some new music, Doovie. He actually dropped a music video, Demons.
Yeah.
And this one right here, fam. This is the first time me and Friday were talking behind the scenes. This is the first time you actually got to see Doovie in the light, fam.
Like, yo, hey, I'm putting shadows, yo.
Yo, that nigga's fam. Always in the dark, B.
Sometimes that nigga got so much niggas in the video, you can't even see who's rapping.
Actually, I'm capping. I think like Nightmares. Hmm. I think Nightmares in one year and two, you could probably see him, but they still, for some strange reason, seem
dark. I don't know who's camera, but he likes to shake and shift the camera.
King
like
B.
You can't see his face more than like 3 seconds. It's like boom, boom, power shift, like power shake.
Shout out Shade in the Six. Shade in the Six says, this is the most you've heard Doovie talk. You haven't actually heard him talk like that.
Yeah.
Not fucking his vibe, man.
And this is a music video. Niggas always say they're making music video or movies, but this is not. They're not. And the baddie. God,
like every other track.
Yeah.
Yo, the man robbed him for his blondas. Oh my god.
No, but I think he had the blondas. I think it was a setup thing.
Oh, fuck. One of those.
Doovie's thing is the she's just with it hard.
Oh, she did like that. Okay, I thought the man got jammed for his snowboard.
If you can fast forward the video a little bit too, Friday, like, you'll see like LB.
This guy looks serious.
Holy, young
boy. He was wiping his nose. Holy.
The man did the eyes like, I really do it.
What does that mean? What does this mean? You're cold? Do you have a cold?
I don't know what to tell you.
Don't ask.
I don't know what to tell you.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I don't say this stuff.
Say yes.
I don't know what I know. I just know what I know.
Holy.
Is your belt? Doobie. I can't see you with your belt in the way.
My bad. But yo, shout out. I think Hood Baby. I seen Hood Baby Pepper and LB Spiffy in the music video too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this look crazy, bro. But Doovie, yeah, I think he's gotta leave, fam. I'm gonna be real with you. He's gotta get the hell out of here. I think he just can't stay here no more. Just cut, bro. Stay in LA. Stay in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Go to those places because I think he. I think he's just outgrown Toronto.
I think so. I think he's on that. I think he's on that level. Yeah, like, or getting there, if anything. Like, you know, but he's popping up the most, right? He's next up. It seems like he's next up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't deny that. Still, that's just a fact.
Yeah, man. Shout out Doovie, man. Dope video, Demons. Go run that up. I know you guys are gonna do that, of course. Doovie, man, forward, fam. Let's talk, bro. Before you go, run over there and get super millions and friggin' forget about us little Toronto small podcast. You know what I'm saying? Can you run the Scotty Adi? I think it's Mamacita he's got out, or Senorita, or some new tune that Scotty Adi's got out, because everybody's been talking about Scotty Adi, like he took a little break and like he's back.
Yep.
You fuck with Scotty Adi?
Back with a vengeance. I take him in still, but.
In any of his videos?
Yeah, I want two still. But to be honest, like, something I said, I don't know.
Hold on. Were you in a doovie video?
No, no. That,
just to check. Just to
not
check.
Not yet. I don't know.
The man said not yet. Yeah.
Yo,
not yet.
Yo, this guy was a blue. I need a wedging. I need a cameo. I need a wedging.
I didn't receive the call yet.
Oh, my God. This guy.
I'm going to start popping up in music videos like the Whoopsies guy from Mortal Kombat.
My dog in the water, but he in and out. Looks something like a beaver. All he need is a heater, and he run it down. Put the stripes like Adidas. Let's take like FIFA. My bro got the ball. Guess who the keeper? Get sent to the reaper. Niggas get shot daily. Don't be a diva. He gon' cry. So put a couple shots on him. Make him do the Macarena.
Circle the Macarena on him.
That's the heater.
No, they're doing it.
You can't see it, but they're doing this.
Oh, how's it go again?
Oh, touch up. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Macarena.
Remix. Hey, there you go.
Yo, that was a big tune back in the day. Yo,
was that 95, right? Something like that?
I don't 96? Fucking know.
I used to get those cassettes. Like, my mom used to get, like, these...
Video pop?
Those C... Was it CMM or something? Something like that. Hey, here you go. Right.
Come on, UT. Don't play
me. Yo.
Oh, my God. I remember this because... was it video pop? Remember when this shit used to pop-up
video?
Pop-up video, yeah.
Little fun fact, like, the guy in the back actually passed out during halfway the Macarena. I'm like, really? Like, you don't even see that shit. This is the drill version. It's too fast.
Whoa. Yeah, this is a different version. This is like
the amped up version. Yeah, this is like the real Spanish
that
version.
New Orleans,
this is from 11 months ago.
That New Orleans, like,
it's still going, yo.
Macarena, Macarena. Come in the air, she got brain.
Okay, hey. I found it. I found the right one.
Fucking go. You need a Spanish. Shout out all the Spanish people out there, the Spanish girls.
Hey. Now we're back on the Amazon.
This one even seems slower. I don't even know how to do it either.
I just remember the end was the hips.
There's a radio version.
Gyrate.
Wasn't the top one this?
Yeah,
one?
I think so.
This is the radio version.
This is probably the one I remember.
And the gyrate at the end.
This is the Much Music version. This is the one you see on Much Music. Yeah, this is the one you hear on Much Music. This one. This is the one you see on Much Music. How do you do it, Freddy? How do you do it first?
All right.
I know Friday knows how to do
it. Hey, okay.
Hey.
Yo! This guy came with a military grade. It's a fucking military grade. Yo, fam.
I'm gonna stay in my seat.
My nigga, yo. Stop the. Yo, you been in jail too much. Cause you did the fucking A&D pat down. Bend over, lift your bar, turn around, hit it. Like, whoa. The man did the A&D fucking pat down at this arm on the wall. Oh, lift up. Show the shoe bottom. Show your foot. Lift up your feet. Lift up your feet. The man did the Maplehurst Macarena.
The only thing I've missed is the bend over and cough.
Yeah, that was the Maplehurst Macarena.
Oh,
fam.
No. That has to be the title. The Maplehurst Macarena.
This nigga remember that 16 code. Fuck. That man said, check the feet. All right, Yo, it's getting too hot here.
I'm sweating too.
Is the AC on? It's on Buck Max already.
Oh man.
That was episode 58.
Fuck it. Holy shit, dog.
Oh, let me get it together. This guy got me doing the
dead shit. This nigga got the tears in
his shit.
Got the R&B tears, like. Just add water.
Oh my God,
just add
Jodeci.
Water tears.
The Jodeci album, yo. Oh my God.
This is your binger, you promised, bro.
Add tears, fam.
Yo, just shout out Scotty Adi. I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yeah, Scotty Adi.
Six views uncut.
Really quick.
Police are coming. Gotta shut it down.
Yo, what other song do you want to see a Toronto artist remix? Because we're going to get into. Actually, fuck it. Let's run this one first, actually, then. YG, YG? Go Farm with Burner Bands.
Oh, man.
So you were running it out before we started. Shout out to Gal them that came through. Styled by Juicy, a sweet up guy.
I'm going to see if I can find it on fucking Spotify. There it is. Better.
Oh, my God. In the morning, like my
own. Woo! That's woo music.
Woo!
Just wanna have fun.
His voice up.
Girls just wanna have fun. Freaks, just what you feel, my little boy ain't gonna last long. Every time I flip something, I had a mask on. All my niggas are
yo, I'm doing it.
But I got a big gun, I can flip mega trunk. And the ass like the floor, how they get stuffed on. I'm not sure giving deals, I got a coupon. Baby got a blue face with the octagon. Don't shine the light on my chain, it look like.
Don't show the line on my channel look like Decepticon or some shit.
Oh, no, he's getting there.
Yo, he's really, going in.
Can yo, you go to the Burner Bands? Because I like how Burner Bands came on the track.
See, YG is like the only rapper that could squeeze like a 13 syllable, you know, into a 6 syllable word. And he does it. It's not like those force out squeeze like, we don't do tight. You know, he actually like, he keeps that. Yeah. Keeps yeah we just call it the squeeze flow. Like,
yeah, you know, can actually like, understand what he's saying.
We call it the lemon squeeze flow. Call it the lemon squeeze. You know what I mean? I like that. The lemon squeeze flow.
It's saucy as hell, man.
Yeah. Like, yo.
Got it on real.
Cut lemons.
Yeah, run the beginning. Can you run the beginning, please? The way Burner Band came on this tune, like.
Water on me, got me good like Steve. 30 on me, okay. So I ain't never yeah. Wanna little bitch back out, I was off to yeah. I ain't falling in love, bitch, I'm just trying to have fun. Hey. I'm just sticking with a bottle, no gun. Free pair of liquor, they got caught, I'm about to walk. Come on, young nigga, don't come back till it's done. Little nigga, he from a block, I ain't hurt.
Yo, okay. Shout out Burner. Yo, yo. Big up YG, big up Burner Bands. Obviously dope. I think they do the video for this. I want to assume that they have a video for this coming out. But what else songs do you want to see like Toronto artists remix, fam? Because this is a dope little trend that YG I seen. Maybe somebody else started doing it before. Like people have obviously been remixing it, but YG lately has been remixing a lot of older tracks and just far left songs that you wouldn't expect. And now we see Scotty Adi doing the fucking hey Macarena. Yeah. So like who else do you want to see do like a remix track for a song or something?
Man, there's this one song. It's called I forgot who sings it, but it's like I can be your father figure till the end of time. I can be your preacher teacher till the end of time.
Okay.
But I forgot who sings it, but
that sounds like, oh, fuck. What's that gay guy, man?
Not Elton John.
Not Elton no. John, but the next one.
It comes on the radio.
That got caught in the washroom. That's George Michael.
That is
George. That's you mean George the song that you're singing right
yeah,
now?
That's
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Father figure. It's a George Michael song.
I want one of the pimp rappers, like Harvey Stripes or some of those guys to come, like, you know what I'm saying? Make a remix or something, like, you know? Like
maybe Books can do it, because Books has the father figure shit coming out, right? Books can do it. But you're not thinking Books, because Books is not father on that pimp
figure.
Shit.
I don't know what he's on.
That,
but
that like, would actually work still. Father figure and for his intro,
intro
or something.
Oh.
I'm on the feature. I'm on the feature.
Or at least the video.
Yeah, whatever. Whoopsie. Pop up in the corner.
Papa don't preach.
Hey.
Yo.
Papa don't preach. I ain't losing sleep.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I made up my mind.
Okay.
I'm keeping my baby.
Jeez. Yo, you ready? The squid.
Wanna Rick? Who would you want to do? No homo, but who would remix that?
Who would remix that?
Yeah, in the city.
A chick would have to remix that, or a woman would have to remix, possibly.
Give me one.
Tay Stax, Goldie London. I'd like to hear maybe Nina Goody tackle, because it's a loaded topic, right? Papa don't preach. So whoever's dealing with that, you know, I'd like to hear your story through it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of rappers who can, like lady rappers, who can handle that fucking that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? But are they willing to be that open?
Open.
I don't want to, uncan a whole nother set of worms. I'm just saying.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? If you touch certain songs from back in the days, like certain man's back in the days, like Prince, you know, rest in peace, he wouldn't let a lot of rappers touch his fucking tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
He like, you know, you want to get clearance? I don't give a fuck how much money you got. No.
It's true.
Don't remix my shit.
Yeah, fuck.
Right? So now if the person does give you clearance, you better do their shit justice,
yo,
fam.
Even the Eddie Murphy Party at a Time. We said it one time.
That would be a dope fucking flip.
I could see like Block on that. Okay. Someone who's like creative, like has that like, Pillar B too. He could.
Question.
Really, yeah.
Who's bigger, Eddie Murphy or Will Smith?
Oh fuck, man. I'm gonna say Eddie still. Hate me or love me. I'm gonna say Eddie still.
Guys in the room, Eddie Murphy. Quick question: Eddie Murphy, Will Smith.
Who's funnier?
Now who's a bigger, I guess,
bigger star?
Star.
Okay, then I gotta go with Will then. He getting all the movies.
Depends on where you are.
He getting all the movies.
We heard you though.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm Eddie.
Eddie.
You're so fucking confident about this answer. Tell us why. Because I don't think you ever talked about this on camera.
One, Will, I feel like Will kind of had to sell out. He did 6 Degrees of Separation, which I felt like as a super sellout movie to get where you had to go, fam.
Take time. Whereas,
I think
take time.
I think so.
Sorry, say that again?
I just think
that Eddie Murphy was a big comedian in general, right? Like he was a big, we're getting so far left. But yeah, Eddie Murphy was just a bigger comedian in general that became a big movie artist that like his
comedy.
Yeah, because he was comedy. Whereas Will Smith came in movies. He did a lot of other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, Will had Jada, you know what I'm saying? His kids are stars. There's a lot more that goes on.
Show,
to
you know,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. True. There's more of a show. Whereas Eddie is Eddie. And you can't deny anything that Eddie has had. You know what I'm saying? Like
Eddie's stuff wouldn't live today.
Facts. Because of the shit that he was saying.
So you'll have to say, Will, if you're talking about today. Places like overseas, I know Eddie will do amazing overseas.
Yeah. Facts.
It's just Will over here in North America, he has the bigger show, man. He has the bigger...
The machine.
Yeah.
He got the bigger machine behind him.
They're good, bro. But like...
But Will himself?
Yeah.
Let's be real. I don't think Will's that talented. What breakout movie other than Pursuit of Happiness? But like, what real movie can you really say? Like, yeah, Will knocked it out the fucking park.
I don't want to say
I do that. For the Pursuit of Happiness.
Ali.
I like For the Pursuit
of Happiness. It was good.
That's my favorite Will movie.
It was a real good Happiness. Yeah. Sorry. Let's get to music. Just a side. Me and Gucci, that's what I mean.
Super
Gucci.
Side track.
Me and Gucci. I was arguing with Gucci behind the scenes, so I just wanted to get that out there. But a song that I would want to get remixed, did I even say one?
Not yet.
I don't even fucking know anymore. I think I had a song, but I don't know. It's probably a Jodeci song, though. Like one of them R&B freaking songs.
Imagine that. Like, say like one of the gunmen, I'm like, look at his gun, like, touch me, squeeze me.
That's Case, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'll be watching.
That'd be sick, though.
Yeah.
Yo, you should write for some of these artists, fam.
Yo, maybe, yo. I just want a credit, a feature, or a cameo.
You can be like Belly. That's how Belly said that he, in an interview, he was saying like, yo, I'm not really like a songwriter like that, but like people will like send me songs, what do you think of this? And you can be like, yo, why don't you say this?
Or whatever. Throw a few bars for them, like, choo-choo.
Yeah. Really quick, side note. Whoever told me in the beginning that, yo, like, I was wrong for having HK in my lives, you guys were fucking totally right, fam. I'm not gonna lie. You guys were super right. This guy's bugging me. He's bugging me. It's a PSA. Like, yes, you guys were right, fam. He's being annoying now. HK, please, if you see this, please, HK, leave me alone. I'm not getting her on the live with you. She doesn't want to come on the live. Yeah. She's doing her own thing, fam. Like, come on, HK. Let's done the fuckery, fam. Like, come on, bro. No. And stop calling people's name on the live, fam. Mm-hmm. Shout out Honcho Hoodlum that was schooling the man. Yo, fam, you got to stop calling the people them name on the live, fam.
Facts. Mm-hmm. He stopped bugging me.
Because you don't go on live that... Well, you do go on live, but...
Yeah.
So you know, you don't go on live with who he wants to go on live with. That's why.
And I always fucking just shut him down right away now. So he's just like, this is boring. I can't do this anymore.
So what? Like, does he like send like multiple like requests, join requests?
No, not even just that. He'll message me in my DMs and he'll message me from different accounts. Go on. let me not go on live. Let me not enjoy the impersonating anybody. Like, yo, go on live, go on live.
No,
go
in person,
live.
Do it. I can't. Like, no, it's better if you do it because, like, I can't really.
Gutsy Flex, go on live.
Oh.
You ever hear Mula the First?
You get me canceled.
Yo, okay, now it sounds like, okay, now I can kind of picture it.
Yeah, so he's telling me to go on live, and it's just like I'm not going on live. And yes, it's my fault. I shouldn't have went on live with him in the first place because now he's bugging the shit out of me. So that's, I have to take the L on that still. And yeah, HK, I'm not getting you on the live, so I don't know what you're going to do, bro.
Yep.
So yeah, that's that.
HK and Gutsy live forwarding soon.
Yo, whoa, that'd be crazy.
What, something happened on the live again? Oh, the man said his clout. Yo, I said he lost his clout.
Yeah.
He said, yo, I'm not bubbling no more. I'm like, I'm not popping no more. I gotta get my clout up.
Like, how did he say it though? Like, I
no, fuck it. You.
Like, it's hard to, like, that. I gotta, like, picture, like, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, nigga.
Like, I see him sometimes, like, you know? Like, you gotta do the face too. You gotta do the face.
You're not getting me canceled on my show.
You gotta do the face.
You're not getting me canceled on my show.
I write down here, like, you gotta do the face, fam.
Well, yeah. Well, anyways. Next story.
Yeah, you're sick.
So, Top 5 was on live, and he pretty much said he wanted to holler at John Tory.
Holy.
And to me, it was just like, Toronto seems like a fucking soap opera, like a freaking. Like, I wake up sometimes and I see the shit that happens, and it's like,
yo,
this shit can't be real.
And he was in the paper too. He's on the paper, like, was it the 30th?
The Toronto Sun.
Yeah, the Toronto Sun.
100K money wrapped up here. Like, I was like, okay. Like, all right, run to you. I'm like, holy. Like, yo, who posted? Is that Joe Warrington guy or the next guy?
That's a Joe Warrington?
I don't know his name, but
I don't know.
They
none
love
of them
coming at the
man,
they love putting the rappers out there. Like,
but yeah, do you think he should? Like, I think, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think maybe John Tory should sit down with Top 5.
Wait, is he still like,
fuck academics? I want to see that.
No.
I'm gonna blank that out. Time stamp that. Soft. But yo, like, that's why I would like, I would like to see John Tory and thing way more than I would like to see fucking academics and him talk.
Yeah, so
I think it'd just be more interesting.
It would be for, like, yeah, it would
for
be.
The Toronto man. That would be way more interesting.
Maybe, and, like, on his way out of, like, Mayor Rishi, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
No, I want to see it while he's a mayor.
Oh, fuck.
Because you're going to come out. He's going to leave. Well, yeah. Like, his next whatever, people are going to vote him out, right?
Right, right.
I don't know, but I'm assuming. So I think that'd be interesting to see that more than anything. I would really like to see Mayor John Tory sit down with friggin' Top 5. And maybe you can understand his story. Maybe you can understand a lot of rappers' story. It's because true, I think a lot of people don't even realize, like, he's just one in many artists that are going through situations just like everybody else, fam. Like, our system, and I like to call it a system because it's like a race of people that are just in a system of just fuckery, fam. So, like, mayor, really understand what's going on. Like,
yeah, that's true. And he already got the global thing, so why not? Like,
why not, right?
Let's see what happens.
And the Toronto Star.
And the Toronto Star?
And multiple, the Toronto Star.
Multiple times.
Damn.
Well, yeah, man. That's all. Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. I seen him go on live and he said, or whatever, and I seen, apparently there's a DM between, I don't know if it was real, but there was a DM between each other, and I was just like, well, fuck, crazy.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
Blue sticker, anything.
Police are in 2030, fam. So I'm going to pull up this video, and I believe it's...
Let's talk about it.
I leave shout out to Keepsick Solid. They have this video and it just has thoughts, and you can see, like, it's videoing pretty much people that are
like X-ray vision or something.
Yeah, they're X-ray visioning the gun.
What the hell?
So I've never seen anything like this. Like, you can see the gun. Yeah, right,
everybody's
there.
Carrying something. How much people is carrying that? Whoa! Oh, why that? Whoa!
What,
whoa.
This one right there?
What? What? Yeah. What? What? Not too much, no.
Don't think about it too much. I got to do R&B. I think rap's not my thing. Hey. But yeah, look. Man had the thing, fam.
Wow.
I want to assume it's a thing. Let's allegedly.
Could be his pager. His SkyTel. There's two-way pagers.
Motorola two-way pager. Yeah,
give it to me.
Paging an agent.
But allegedly it's a gun. Actually, I don't know. That doesn't look like a gun though.
I don't know. Like, what's that big fat? It's like a clear. I don't know.
That looks like a weird. Like, if that's a gun, that's a weird looking gun, fam.
Like those 007 guns, like
with the big. But it is on his waist though, so I don't know what else is on your waist like that.
I don't know.
What else do you carry on your waist?
And maybe like a baton or something, pepper spray, coyote bear spray. Or something. I don't know. This thing is a coyote. A Batman utility belt, ninja smoke bombs. I was coming handy.
Friday, what do you think about this? And how they say it's 2030 or something about the video saying 2030. Do you think like something like this could be implemented like possibly even sooner?
So what am I looking at right now? This thing that's on his waist. What is that fucking thing? Glowing thing.
It looks like a allegedly piss bag, bro. Like
it's a piss bag.
So that's just a camera that catches the fucking burners?
Yes. That's what I'm going out allegedly and thinking.
What the fuck?
That it's like X-ray vision thing. So I want to know where. Like that's the craziest thing. Let's look up this company, Alfino.
Like even if this guy's not carrying a hammer on him, at least they could still see if you are like whatever, like not just this specific guy.
Holy shit! It's like an infrared, like black light type of camera going on there. Alfino,
carbon color, like
not the girl. Alfino camera
security. Let's see that security. Smart security, touchless security screening, Athena temperature check.
Who develops this technology?
The temperature. Director.
Ooh, so it's like an X-ray or a heat vision thing.
Wow.
This is dangerous,
fam. That's crazy.
You guys are getting nothing across the border just now. You better hurry up, fam.
Full scan.
You guys better security hurry up.
For nothing in the safety. Tires.
The man, we're not getting nothing across. Nowhere no more. You niggas better figure out. Let me not even give out the plane. But yeah, y'all niggas better figure out how to fly out like your own plane or something. Cause
it's getting spooky out there.
There's jetpacks they got going. try to gun it across and disappear. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just fly across before you get
detected. You're gonna die, fam.
I know, you'll crash into some sort of
Into something, or they'll shoot you down your fucking jetpack.
Oh, imagine you spiraling in the air now, like an air up balloon.
Like, how is the logistics of that? Like, how much, what are you carrying over?
Right into a grizzly bear.
Like, what, you have guns?
Right, like, how much?
Or drugs? We're playing villains right now. We're just playing villains.
Damn.
Like, how the fuck would you get across with a jetpack for real or anything? Yeah. Like, if they're doing this, the borders are sealed.
Yeah, that's true.
If they're doing this at the borders are sealed. So how are you getting like, things across?
That's true.
I don't even know why we're encouraging this right now.
I don't know what I know. I just know what I know.
Because they're going to a deep, dark hole.
Oh, my God. No. Toronto man's fam. That's crazy, man.
Yo, big brother's out there, yo.
Yeah, stay safe, bro. Man. Be safe. Athena's out there looking at you guys. Mm-mm. Friday, can you give us some break tune? What was the fucking break tune I wanted to get?
I got you. You know what I'm saying? I be remembering shit.
Six Views Uncut, episode 58 with Baz Maddie Bingo. Hey. Friday in the cut. Dog house.
We tell them all the time. Choose up or get boost.
Let's go. Facts.
So, six choose. Hey, let's go.
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
Did I do it right? Okay.
I don't know if I did it right
either. I'm the first light skinner that know how to dance properly. So, you do the pumper dance, though. The puns got a big nine, respect time, but not when it reflect mine. The shit is wrong, but the last long when the past one upon the wake up. Guys going to match strong, and my cream is fast. Smoke the green is grass. My bitch got the meanest ass, and it tastes legit. I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face.
Six views uncut. Yeah.
Drop those bombs. Drop the.
Uncut.
Hey.
let's go. Ladies, oh, ladies.
Oh, baby, baby.
Lord of mercy.
Yo, how does it go? Are you guys ready to get freaky with us?
Yay!
Are you ready to get nasty with us?
Yay!
Are you ready to get uncut with us?
Yay!
Six Views Uncut. Episode 58.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. Gotcha.
This nigga's crazy.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna get that to an episode. That's gonna be one of our Patreon episodes.
Yeah, it's almost
bringing some titties getting flashed. But yeah, Gutsy Guts Bingo Friday Doghouse in the Cut.
Hey,
yo, we were just playing 112, right? And 112 had a lot of tunes back in the day.
Yep.
You know, to get the gathering and the ready.
Yep.
The thing I'm asking to the man them, what songs came out that you used to sing that you didn't know that were freaky tunes? Like, again, like I was saying, like, Peaches and Cream, I used to be balling that out in middle school, mm-hmm. not knowing that it was a Bauhaus tune. Like, do my thing now, you know what I'm saying? But, like, before, like, I wasn't about those things. And I was singing the song, and I didn't know, like, you know what I'm saying? But what other songs that you can remember that you were singing you didn't know that they were less, like, freaky, or they were talking about sex, or...
You know what? It wasn't so much of the R&B, it's more so like the reggae, bro. Like, like I grew up, there's a song by Rude Boy. You know what I mean? He's how's it go again, man? Coca-Cola, and he's just talking about what ski note,
guy.
I'm just singing the whole song, like. Yeah. And then there's a next one by an old artist too. His name is his name's Snagglepuss. See, Snagglepuss.
Yes.
Got them a bath with the woody woodpecker.
Big tune.
I'm like 4 years old. Like, you look at that. Like, what?
Yo, Bingo, you're wild.
Yo, I said it, God.
Yo, we need the outro tune. The first one. What's this first one again?
The first one?
Wife, man, first choice.
That's an outro tune. What is the song, Freddy? You can think of any songs like back in the day that you used to sing and you didn't know like they were about like freaky dirtiness.
Wow, that's a fucking good one, man.
Because there's a bunch, pretty much most of 112's tunes, like the Anywhere song. I think he said something about a song.
I got one.
He said a Bauhaus line, but
back in the days, and this because I'm an older and old head nigga, right? Old head, old foot, old face nigga.
Why?
Billie Jean.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Like Michael was having issues with the gal them, and like in hindsight, I'm like, yo, fam, is this a Maury thing that's going on? Like the kid's not my son. I'm there singing it like as a fucking like a little kid, just not realizing this is some complex adult issues the man is dealing with.
The classic group, he tried to cut the condom in the garbage and tried to pour it.
Like, Michael was thugging. That's not my kid.
And that he can't even. Does Michael have kids?
He has kids.
Because those pants were so damn tight. I don't know how his body.
That's why the kid's not my son.
Exactly. There you go.
Think about it. Billie Jean, he's not even claiming her.
Exactly.
She's not my lover, fam. Mm-hmm. She's just a girl.
She's just a teen.
The Red Titus, fam. The Red Titus.
That's a pimp ass tune.
Can't even take those clothes out. Like, it's the fuck? Is right. Michael Jackson.
I'm the one? Fuck out of here, B.
Yeah.
What about, I think, My House?
My house.
Come on over, baby, spend some time.
Hey,
I was yo. A young. I was
this
a youngin.
This nigga's coming with the fuck it. This nigga.
No. Because I know tunes, eh? Like this I tell people, don't let me come in. Vault. Like yo, like if you want to go battle with me, make sure that you have parents that put you onto music, fam.
Like,
so when that song used to come, I used to love that song. Dun, 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 dun. So I used to hear that song, and then my bro schooled me. Yo, fam, that's a song about sex, fam. The Gadamer, I think that's an escort tune, I'm correct.
There's low key ones, enough of those stuff.
There's a lot of those
coming through those crates.
What's another one? You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Ring my bell. Little chihuahua taco. The room, the 80s room service.
Those sound effects.
Yeah. Hey. Let's go.
Hey. Six views on Cut Radio. Let's go.
Six views on Cut.
We turn it up to here. We turn it up to here.
It's a concert, bitch.
With my rollerblades.
You fix up. A lie? They need a rollerblade spot down here.
Yo, I know.
In Toronto, not in Mississauga.
They should.
It's a freak tune.
Crazy.
Shout out to Freaky Gal. Ring the bell.
Oh, I'm just catching it now.
Oh, that song you didn't know?
That's how this is how beneficial the segment is, yo. I'm just like, fam, ring my bell.
Yeah, we're going to do
let's do a
challenge, yo. If you guys can bring the Gutsy verse, if you can catalog this guy with the, Lee, I mean.
You have to be, I don't know why everything always goes back to Jill. Shout out, you remember, and we might have to bleep this out, but through Isaiah Pex, right? Homie that came through.
Yeah.
He's the only man that like, yo, I would sing a song and be like, yeah, you know that song. And I'm like, yo, fam.
Yeah.
Who's your DJ? And he's Guy Needs Two, which is weird because I'm like, Guy Needs Two. But it's like, yo, fam, who's your fucking DJ, fam? Because there's certain songs that only me and my bro know, fam.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain songs that play that they're just like, you know, what do you call them? Like, cult following tunes?
Right.
Like, you're part of the same cult family? What going, fam? But yeah, like, certain mans, I know tunes, fam. Yeah. Unless you're older than me, yeah. You can't.
Select the guts.
Maybe Snoopy. Snoopy might be the only person that can go at me. I'm not even going to front. That's younger than me. I think Snoopy might be the only person.
Don't say his name three times, yo.
Hey, he might show up on the wall. Like, hey.
You just scared me saying that shit. Anyways, next question.
It's like Candyman.
But yeah, shout out. Also in the comments, let me know some other songs that were sex songs that you didn't know that were sex songs back in the day. Make sure you comment that.
This can be good.
Another question that we had from the dirtbag himself, Gucci Gang. He wanted to know, have we ever had golden showers with females? Or has a female had a golden shower with us?
Yo, it's Gucci. Gucci.
Eerie.
Yeah, I've performed that couple times. Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Swallow our body.
Once upon a time, not long ago, Basmati Banger had a 1-2. Okay.
Drop
you drop a bomb.
I love it.
That one. Right. You know
radiation bomb.
So yeah, I mean, there's a girl, you know what I mean, and you talk about kind of like freaky deakiness, you know. So yeah, what's the wildest thing you've done? She said she never did that before, never had someone like piano before, right? So she has big breasts. So I was like, okay, well, yo, I'm gonna drink some cranberry, you know what I mean. I could also tell you a story that a friend of mine went through too, and Yeah, she's like, yeah, just, you know, she went over to the crib and she got like a nice blue towel. There was like blue rose petals like leading in, you know? And I was like, okay. And she's like, she wanted to be special. And I said, okay. And then she came and she's like, she knees were together like she was praying, like at a mosque or something, hands and knees. And she just squeezed together and she's like, okay, right here. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just ran down, you know what I'm saying? But I had another one where I'm gonna go in my shower. And she was like, yo, I want to do something freaky. Like, you know, I'm finally here. I get to do my thing. Like, I'm alone. I can do what I want. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, so I said, yo, at a standing shower. She goes, okay, go into the shower. The girl goes down on her knees and she's just like, out of her mind. Just like, and he goes, like in the back of the shoe, but she's like all over her face, so that she didn't care. She just wanted it, like. And I was like, okay, you know, and a lot of pee. So you know.
She wanted the Bingo secret sauce.
Oh no, she couldn't get that, but she got the marmalade. The marmalade. No love jam, but you got the marmalade. You know what I mean? So she got what? Lemon lime. You know, but yeah. And you know what? There, I can tell you a story though that a friend of mine experienced. You know, she told me one time that she went to some, I guess it was like a customer or client's house or something like that, and he like literally filled them up on wine and like cranberry juice, right? And he's very like, he's really into this thing. He's really like, he'll lay down and like he'll pay them money, or I don't know what he does with them, but they'll lay down and he has like a whole setting, bro. He has a whole setting. So he has like a stool with the bottom cut out, right? And it's like just enough to go over his neck, like a, almost like a pillory, like you know the pillories. It's almost like that, but it's like a toilet version. I kid you not, like I seen the footage because she recorded, and I was just like, wow, my eyes, I can't believe my eyes. And the girl, she sat down, and yeah, the guy laid down like this, like he was in a coffin. And then
Undertaker.
Yep, and
he did the Undertaker.
Oh, he didn't get up.
He did the Undertaker.
And yeah, he actually swallowed it. He drank it, and then the funny thing is, she's a big fat black girl. You know what I'm saying? Big fat black girl, like one of them, like one of them, like a typical Finch tail, like those big heavy ones. You know what I'm saying? Like one of those.
Did you say Finch tail?
Yeah, a Finch ting.
I thought that was a new term that went over my head.
No, the nigga said a typical Finch ting.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God.
The blue or the red hair, depending on what side she's from. You know what I'm saying? The title.
I probably know who she is.
Fuck, bro. No neck, bro. This girl.
She has no neck.
No neck. That's probably one of Madam's sisters. I don't know. So no, this thing.
What's her name? No
I
neck.
I can't say no name still. But man, yeah. And she, yeah. And the guy said, she remember, she said at the end of the video, she showed him, the guy's like, he's like, I could tell you're healthy. And that's what the man told her, bro. And I was like, wow, bro. And that was it. Like that was, yeah, and I was like, I got a good laugh out of it, you know.
Is this her?
No. That's not her. No. This guy's cold. This guy's trying to really show. Trying to dig up. This guy's trying to do something crazy. Yeah, he's man. Like, that was it.
He's saying bigger, trying to get you canceled.
No big like real story. I did a couple of times, but it was like, not serious. Like we're in the shower. And one time I was like in the hotel room and I was just really high, or I was really drunk, and I was just like, yo, I'm gonna pee. And the shorty was just like, oh, you can pee on me, you know? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I just turned around, like peed on her, and she's like, then like, I guess we were both drunk because she got vexed and like, oh, now we're gonna have to clean this shit up and da 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 da. But yeah, no crazy stories. You know, I think that's like how Friday says, I think that's kind of like a regular thing.
Kind of, yeah. You know what?
Especially if you have sex in the shower and things like that. Like, if you do anything in the shower, me, if a girl wants to go in the shower, my instinct is you want to get peed on.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what I'm saying?
I know
you're saying. Because, like, shower sex is whack, fam. Yeah, it's the most overrated place to have
it's
sex.
It's, like, really
fam.
Desensitive. Like, desensitive.
You can't nut. Yeah. You can't nut, fam. Yeah. Like, you know? It's, like, impossible to freaking nut. So, it's just, like, if a girl
it's
wants to go in the shower.
And you're not even, like, fully hard, like, so, you know.
No, that's not a problem. I can get fully.
Like for me, I'm like,
it's just more like I just can't nut, fam, and I hate that part of it.
And they like the shower way too hot, bro.
Bro.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Yo, why do girls like to shower and bun up fucking hot water,
torture,
bro?
Torture, bro. I don't know.
Make me feel like my skin's melting.
That's crazy.
You know what? Too, like, there's actually a story. I didn't like. There's not like a peon one, but. I was in bed with a girl way back when, right? And bro, so we went to Tim Hortons the night before. Apple juice, right? So John's apple juice, and at the time of where it was just a one bed, like it's a one bath, right?
Mm.
So yo, me and Carol, we hook up or whatever, but I was too lazy to go and pee because someone was already in the shower. So I just saw the empty
bottle.
Apple juice bottle, and I just, whenever I put my peas and just peed inside it, right? And it filled to the top. It was warm as shit. It was fucking warm. And I put it back on the dresser and went back to sleep, right? Then the girl wakes up, maybe like, I don't know, maybe about 15 minutes later, parched. Like, she's the thing on the dresser, bro, of apple juice. Apple juice. Went, chugged it. She swogged it because she drinks a lot, right? So she just to like, get her, you know, replenish herself, she swigged it. And then she's like, and then she realized, what else? And spit it all over the floor. It's like, yeah. So I'm like, what is this? I was like, oh shit, no, I pee, no. And that was the worst. The girl dragged my pee, like by the,
I don't even know if I want to put that story out.
By the pint.
Because I had a mishap going OT one time with a shorty.
Tell me, please.
So we were going OT and it was a long trip to like, I think it was like Ottawa or Gatineau, right? But I got head on the trip. So you know after like you get head, maybe like 5-10 minutes, you're going to need to pee, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Me like, there was a stop.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, fam. You know how the man ever think, we got to go, fam. Like, we got to go, fam. We got to go, fam. Yo, fam, why did I just feel like I needed to pee, fam, and I couldn't? I was like, yo, fam, like, I didn't want to stop, so I took the bottle. I tried to pee in the bottle, and that shit just because it was one of the. It was like one of these ones.
Yeah, like, oh,
it didn't work. Let's just say that it didn't work, fam. And yeah, I was cheese cleaning that the next day.
Holy fuck!
Because the problem too is like I don't know about the gal them, but like. Once you're going, fam.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You can't really hold that to stop.
Yeah, it's hard. Trying to cut off the valve.
Yeah,
like,
fam.
Ow, it hurts.
You're just going, yeah, fam. Yeah, you're so done. I'm in the whip and I'm driving. I'm like, oh, I'm missing. Oh, fuck. Beer missing.
I did the spring. Holy fuck, dog. I could imagine that shit. That shit's fucked, fam.
One thing we got here. Mr. Z, oh, actually, Friday, you got any PP stories?
No, I never peed on no chicks before. I feel like sometimes you don't know the difference between pee and cum.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you really gotta pee and like you're already in bed and you already start smashing, you're already in. I'm like, okay, did I cum or did I pee?
I think you know the difference.
But
yeah, I know what you're saying.
This nigga just peed and cummed in them. That's all. He left it in the side like.
Hold that. But other than that, no, I've never had the occasion to be like, hey, you know, let me give you a golden shower.
Yeah. It's not. You don't want to put that in your arsenal.
He just did it inside. He just peed it inside.
Not sure.
No. So we got Mr. Zigzag. So apparently homie's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Big him up for doing his whole rap thing, but somebody sent me something. I don't know if they want to put themselves out there, but he's also a personal trainer, but he's also selling massages and cuddles.
Wow, you can do that? Like, do you need like a business license or something for that?
Yeah, why not? You can go. You can go date. You know what I'm saying? You can buy your time. Wow. You know, I can go to the movies with you if you need me to go to an event with you. Maybe you need a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like. Buy your time, fam.
How do you even like find that? It's like the back of the newspaper, classifieds or something.
Instagram.
Like, wow.
Instagram is the hotspot, fam. If you want to promote something, if you really want to put something out there, you go to Instagram. And I think he's bubbling off in on Instagram.
So I'll show you one. What's in the bio? Like personal, like, you know, private, personal, whatever, massage.
Hold on, let's see right here.
You know what? I actually seen something like that in Japan. Like a guy was like renting himself to like be a companion. Like,
check it out.
You know?
Like so this is the package. We got the package is $150. You can watch a movie and cuddle.
Wow.
Package two, $300. 5 hours. You go out for dinner, get picked up and dropped off. Then cuddle.
So wait, because hold on.
That doesn't make sense. How you get picked up, dropped off, then so they pick you up, drop you back off, and then they cuddle with you when they drop you back off. So last deal. Package three. $500. Any type of date.
Wow.
Pick up, drop off, and you get the full body massage.
Whoa, the full ass?
Full ass.
What the fuck?
Say that then.
That's.
Say that
then. Is it Guadin? Because no, I'm thinking that.
Well, the caption says,
might do like,
hey, ladies, if you're looking for cuddle services, message at Cuddles with Love. It's COVID. It's hard to find the right person. You can rent someone to spend the time with you.
Wait. Okay, you're doing my commercial. I'm gonna look into the camera. You do it. Go.
All right. So do it over?
From the top.
All right. Hey, ladies. If you're looking for cuddle service, if you're looking for cuddle services, message Cuddles with Love. It's COVID. It's hard to find the right person. You can rent someone to spend time with you. Go on dates. So message Cuddles with Love. Let's go check out Cuddles with Love.
Yo.
So Cuddles with Love just has this one post. Everyone loves cuddles.
Wow.
Cuddles. They say love is hard to find. You're one click away. Mm. Get your cuddles today.
Whoa.
DM.
Bars.
Ask how. Heart emoji. Question mark.
That was a bar. You a bar in there too.
So what do we think of this, guys? Is this going in, or is this, are the ladies cheese because the man is tapping into the fucking the garden hustle?
Yo, honestly, I don't
blood clot. Yo, I think I know that shorty.
Oh no, and there's two of them. There's two mans rubbing up the one.
Two mans rubbing up the one thing. Holy.
The man's doing the wax on the
Are you hiring
them.
My G? Friday, sorry.
He's buffing.
Wax on, wax on.
Yeah.
Yo, I know this shot.
She looks very relaxed.
Wow. I'm sure I know who that here. Is. I wish I could see the back of her so I can
see that?
It.
And I bet her loyal husband is at work right now.
Oh my God.
At UPS, God. Making deliveries, and she's getting her rub up in the thighs, in the body jar.
She's getting her own deliveries.
Fam, they fucked her after. Fam.
Definitely. Look, what is that? Tasting my finger? Tasting the finger? What is that? Oh, wine. Okay. Oh.
Package dropped off.
I thought she was tasting the man's finger. Like, whoa. Wow.
Fam, they had to smash that.
I think so, bro. And look, she got a casting couch in the back.
What is that? That's how they're rubbing her.
For the screets.
Hold on, let's check. Go back to that dresser. What was on the dresser?
Hold on, it's gonna go. Is it in the same video?
I think so, yeah.
Hold on, it's gonna go back to it one sec.
I think I seen a Durex. At the gas station, the three piece wait, pickups wait, at the gas wait, station. Wait. Look at that. Is that behind the TV? What is that? What is that? What is that? It was blue and silver.
Oh my God.
Like those gas station three piece pickup packs. Like.
That's the new one? Yeah, you gotta like, rub in the
that?
Thighs?
Yeah, like what is that?
Yo, the man did the I gotta try that one.
Man, yo, the man did the woo, woo, woo.
Look at her. She bust the nut right there.
Yeah.
And then the man's feeling it. No, so man. That. You're letting your shorty do this?
No, fam. Are you? No.
Freddy,
no.
You're letting your shorty do
that's,
this?
That's
you,
not
did
even.
You see the video?
Fam, what part of that is it? That's not even. One, isn't even saying about two guys. You know what I'm saying? And then about drinking wine. At what? 3 p.m. in the day?
Friday, you letting your shorty do this, fam?
Is there two of these motherfuckers on her?
Yes, fam.
What the fuck? Well, no, man.
Well, they can do the belly. I ain't touching that. You see? But what? But they can do the rest of it. I heard the bag of things. You know what I'm saying? The bag belly thing. Belly, big, belly, man. I ain't with all that. You know what I'm saying? Like garbage bag.
Yo, that's,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The man says she has a bullseye belly.
Oh no.
Yeah, see, my niggas are so fucking rude. My niggas are so rude, but she's bad though.
It's like made out of cork. I don't know. Looks like that type of material.
So you sure he can't get a massage like that?
The belly. Right?
She nuts right there in the video.
You see it? They even skipped it. Like,
she
like,
nuts in the video, B. Yeah,
and give her some wine to drink. Oh, you're thirsty. Sorry, I just.
Lay back. No, yeah, hold this.
Look at that.
Facts, he put the tongue in the butt.
Oh, he probably did.
He definitely put the tongue in the butt. But yeah, fam. Shout out to Mr. Zigzags, fam. Just don't follow my shorty. Let me see.
Can't knock the hustle still, you know?
Let me see what girls you're following, because you can't follow anybody that I know. Or like, you know what I'm saying? I'm unfollowing them right away because I know what they're on.
Man came with his cousin, man. Yeah,
you know what, Zigzag? Forward. You know what? I want to holler at you. I want to learn about this business that you got here, fam. We need to talk a little bit more, fam. Because maybe I want to.
Oh, he's definitely clapping. What is that?
Holy.
This part. What is this part?
This?
Yeah.
Fuck having sex. Let's talk.
Oh, never mind.
Let's take a romantic walk through the cemetery so I can show you where you're going to lay if you play with me.
Okay.
God damn, that got aggressive really quick.
Yeah, that's it.
That got overly aggressive.
That's for the walkouts.
Anything else on the tab? Anything else? I can't think of
anything. Fuck. I think I had something in my head. I was asking, like, what is the biggest turnoff, like, someone can do, like, in when the drinks during the sex, but, like, what is the biggest turnoff a woman can do, or the opposite sex? So, ladies, you can answer this shit too, like, you know what I'm saying, for the, you know, but what would you say, like?
Complaining. Like, don't make me feel like I'm forcing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. Oh, you're doing it. Like, I'm just going to get turned off.
Yeah.
I'm not a pushy nigga. Like, I'm honestly, like, if you don't even give me a sign, I won't even, like, try anything.
Right.
Because I don't want to be like, oh, I'd make a move and then you're like, oh, nah, bitch, give me a sign so I know to make it. Because a lot of girls will want you to, like, be overly aggressive with them. And it's just like, nah, I'm not into that. No.
Once upon a time, never mind, that's a different story.
Oh man.
But
So I would say, like, that would be big turn off. Yeah,
like, not tonight, Larry. Like, one of those, like,
fuck. And teeth.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's true.
Teeth is a super turn. And I think I said it too, blood. Blood is a super turn off.
Okay.
Now, it, like, if I see any sort of blood, anything, anywhere, I can't, my pew. Pew.
Blood, like blood fire. Mm, so, what about you?
There's a couple. Like, if I see, like, a lack of enthusiasm, like, if you're not feeling it, then I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting it in my moves, like, if I'm down there, or if I'm, like, putting my back in it, and, like, I see even anything close to an eye roll, like, you're starting to, like, not think about the moment, like, you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's over, B.
Yeah, it's
fam, if I if I'm going down on you in the first 30 seconds, you don't moan, nah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go try to stick my dick in you and just try fuck, because it's not working. Like, all right, cool. Like, if I don't have like a moan, you, I need to get a moan at least.
Like,
fam.
Just a quick telly fuck, like.
Yeah, and over a space of time, like, let's say you're with a girl for a while, right? Not just a smash and dash thing, okay? If she has no patience, because not every fucking time I'm going to be ready to fucking go right away. Yeah. So if I got to hear, oh, so what? Nigga, this, you don't want to do this now? What's wrong with my pussy? Like, shut up. Yeah. Now you're in my head, and now we're not going to do it at all.
Yeah, super inconsiderate.
Force the ting. Ladies, fellas, rule number one, don't force the ting.
Facts.
Preach.
And if you got foreskin, don't try to force in. It's crazy, that. For me,
that,
man,
could be rippage.
Hey, for me, like, bro, this might sound a little weird, but, like, ugly belly buttons turn me off.
Like, the big ones, the, like, Audis.
Some look like an ear, like, you know, it turns me off.
So. Some of them look like a wiener.
Yeah, like,
the can wieners that come in the can back in the day. Yeah, they look like that.
Is that a birth defect?
I don't know. The Mr. Kudas, maybe it's like a little mini hernia or something. Like, I see puppies get that sometimes. Like, puppy dogs, when the umbilical cord is, like, getting tugged on, so it's like, boop, 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 like, you know, just pulling and pops up, but it kind of, like, stays. I don't know. Especially in bed, like, if I see, like, especially, like, back shots, and you see, like, she's not, like, properly clean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look down and it's like
the white spot and stuff.
Crumbs, yeah, fibers and debris, all kinds of debris. Like, I don't know what colors they be, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling that, fam. I'm not feeling that, fam. Cause, yo, one time, fam, after this, tell us about check this thing, fam, and, yo, the tingle's body, whatever. Oh, no, me, so I'm like, you don't know. Let's go do a thing. Yo, fam, ting bent over the bed, fam, and, like, all I saw, like, it looked like the bottom of the Jane chicken nugget. Like, you know the chicken nuggets from Jane? It's like the bottom's just all crumbs, and it looked like she just took that and just wiped it back to it down. Cause it's so messy. I was like, what is this? I'm like, this shit look like kidney stones or something. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It looks like, bro, it looked like gold stone kidneys. It looked like it was gold. Like, I was like, ew. Like, Jane, bottom of the bag, the crumbs, fam. Like, I was so disappointed. I was so mad. Because she was just, like, sexy, kind of, you know? I was like, whoa.
No bra tops, yo.
Oh my god.
I couldn't even clean. So imagine if I would, if I didn't see that, I'd be having beer like mustard or whatever this is like all up on my bladder section. Imagine that. Because I like to go hide in the boulevard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bang, I take pubic bone and everything buffing. You know what I'm saying? So man, now he's like, what? I want this. Like, oh, was it turmeric? Like, I don't know.
Is it turmeric?
I ain't like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, this nigga said dead over here. Fuck, yeah, yeah, but no.
Bitch got a spicy pussy, yo.
Ew, man. Yo, what the like, what the? Yo. That shit is not sick. It's crazy that you brought it because I just brought back.
Oh, my God.
I said the Monte Carlo. Dundas, right? Right inside the fucking Eastgate, dog. I ain't going back to that. Every time I pass it, I think about that same shit, dog.
Don't live like people. Yeah.
I'm so mad. I was so mad.
It's just the memory that you
Oh my god.
I was so mad. And the room is very confined. It's a very confined room. Yo. And there's no AC on. And I don't even think the window's open, so it's just hot.
Did it have a scent?
Yeah, of course it had a scent, bro. It had a I can't even.
Why did I want to know?
I don't even know what it like. Honestly, like when you're coming from a certain thing, you kind of know what to do with certain like you know fragrances. You know what I'm saying? But damn, man, like, oh, man. It even smelled like, it just smelled like something like very pungent.
Sour.
Yeah, like sauerkraut, like that's fermenting in the back of your fridge or something like that. Like when growing the blue stuff. You know the blue mold that grows?
Yo, can you stop talking so I can drink my water? I feel like.
I'm just saying that. Like, it's so vivid. Like, it's like I'm like, I'm like tuning out, like going. Like it's just getting. I'm just getting more upset. I'm just letting it out. It's like you have to get off your chest for like.
This is therapy. The thing has crumbs in the tea. Like you have PTSD from this shit,
man.
Nigga,
so mad, bro.
Oh my
god, I'm so mad. Like, I'm looking down. I'm zoned out. Just thinking about this, like,
oh man, this was Mingo seeing her right there on the table right
like,
now.
Once upon a time. God, long time ago. Well,
not long enough, man.
Not long enough. Thank you.
Yo, fam, you have me on YouTube, fucking Instagram, crying, fam. Like, what the hell?
Fam. I need to just get in an induced coma and like one of those and just
yo, listen,
forget
people,
about it.
Let's get out of here.
I promise you, Bingo's gonna have a fucking stand up. I promise you, fam. We're gonna make it happen, bro. Oh my god. Bingo, please give them their social medias. We gotta get
yo,
the hell out
yo,
of
you guys. No man, it's Boz Marty Big. You know what time it is, man. We gave him two options. They either choose up or get bruised up. All over the social media, man. Boz Marty _ Binga. You know what I mean? You could find me at local strip club probably tonight. But hey, Tordella Strip, don't slip. Had your bitch.
6 feet uncut.
Oh man, Paul Gutsy's fucking composing himself. Follow me on all social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread. Hit us up, welovehiphop.ca. Book some time with us if you need it. Free studio space, obviously, but if you want the space free of equipment, there's one price. And if you want it with equipment and engineers, there's another price. DM us for details. Serious inquiries only. Visionary Arts Center. Let's go.
And you guys stop hating on Smiley, man.
Please.
Yeah, what the fuck? I forgot about that. Fuck.
Yeah, that's light, man. Fuck.
Gutsy Guts on all social media platforms. Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. Subscribe to my YouTube. Gutsy Guts. Six Views TO on all social media platforms. Oh my god. Episode 58.
I'm still mad.
Well, I'm not a gossip. Oh no, say, oh no, I'm on first prize. Oh no, I'm first shine. I wanna shut out of my school.
Six,
you wear the ring. You are getting everything. You come first. Five. My fans up your friends. All them attack you. I don't know you why your man not left. You a fifth choice. Fifth first prize. Jump on, shout out, girl, you are the wife.